won't. I mean, they don't have much choice, you know. And I said, you know, we'll take a lawsuit on this. Dean will cover in written interrogatories any matter, and he'll give sworn statements regard any involvement. But tell Carmen, that's the deal. All right. Period. Yeah, I said to the senator, do you really want to sue us when we're ready, willing, and able to give you all the information? And the only thing we won't do is send our fellow up there for a television circus. And so he said, well, you know, I don't want a confrontation with the president under any circumstances, he said, and so on and so forth.
Okay, but tell Garment that's it. That's
I will.
Deal.
I forgot to tell you, I talked to Renfrey
this
afternoon.
Does he want to freeze everything?
Well, he wants to submit something in writing, and he'll have it down here Wednesday. But his major point is that it's a question of confidence.
Oh, yeah.
And that
the Arthur Burns
we need a spokesman that we don't have, that we need somebody like Connolly to articulate our policy.
I think that Schultz could do it.
No, he's pretty tough on Schultz. So
he may be right about that.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked about that before. It's a problem. There's no question.
Nobody's out there really sort of that people believe.
That's right. That was his major point. His substantive point, he said he'd like to give me in writing. He said he was having trouble contacting you, and I said, well, look, I'm here. You can call me anytime.
Right.
So he said, fine. He was grateful for that, and so he'll have something here by messenger on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay. With regard to that, then, there's nothing for me to do tomorrow.
No,
that's
right. That's right.
Putting their feet to the fire and so forth.
Now, as a matter of fact, I think what we ought to do is hold Herb and George's paper till we get Renfrey's, and then we'll have it both.